Oh, I see.
Well, let me see, let me just ask you some of these questions here. The room, now, where you would entertain visitors, like the most important rooms that, right up above here, what would you call that?
The parlor.
Always call it the parlor.
We never entertained in that room.
Uh-huh.
It had double doors. The room behind it, we called the sitting room, and that's where we did study as children.
Uh-huh.
We all had this dining room down here, but as we got older, there were too many people at the table, and my grandmother didn't like it. So we just took the wood room and made it into another dining room. And that, well, we had a date, that's where we had it. And, but then, there was always something to eat down there, you know, it wasn't too bad.
Right.
But no one ever got in the parlor.
Okay.
Now, my grandmother, Pauline from Ludwigsburg, came over right after the Civil War and was married in this house. My mother was married in this house, and so was I. And it was very gaily decorated for everything and everybody at marriage time.
Mm-hmm.
And at Christmas time, always with a lovely big tree, except in the as we got older and kind of lost interest in having to decorate it or something. By then, the family were too old themselves. But we always had a Christmas tree because Christmas is pretty meaningful.
Yeah. How high are those ceilings up there?
Let's see, we measured them not long ago, 11 and a half feet. These down here, I think, are 8. Because you didn't need to have them so high. But it's better since this now is where I stay most of the time. People say to me, my goodness, what do you do downstairs all the time? I said, well, I'm always cooking and washing dishes and taking a nap and resting. You have to go upstairs. I said, not me. I went upstairs my last time up and down these steps. You were always up and down the steps, up and down the steps. If you came downstairs to eat, you went upstairs to brush your teeth. You came back downstairs to get your clothes to go to school. You went upstairs to undress. You came back down all your life, up and down, up and down, up and down. So now it's kind of good as you get older to have it all on one floor.
Mm-hmm.
It pleases me. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay. The thing that the smoke goes out of from the fireplace.
The chimney?
Yeah. Let me see, and then this space in front of the chimney here, what do you call that?
Hearth.
Hearth. And then those things there inside the chimney.
Andirons.
You call them andirons? You ever call them anything else?
No.
You ever hear them called dogs or fire dogs?
Oh, well, yes, yes. But then those are not fire dogs. Fire dogs are shaped different from andirons.
Okay, what's the difference?
Well, I'm not sure. I think a fire dog comes up higher, is taller, and then more doggy.
Okay.
But you can see those are just a loop around there. They're just andirons. Now this, let me move these up. I just put them in here today. It's just a quirk to have something green in there. This we bolt.
Oh, what's that?
Keep the coffee hot.
Uh-huh.
And when you have an Irish coffee,
uh-huh,
it's real nice to have it hot.
That's terrific.
Yeah. Now, those you can see are andirons. I don't think there'd be any question about that. I'm glad I took that off now. Get all this trash swept in here. Put this bag. I just leave that there. I used to clean out the fireplace, into the